Across the square, Pop Merrill, who believed he was peacefully repairing a cheap cuckoo clock, innocent as a babe in arms, finished loading Kevin's camera with one of the film packs. He snapped it shut. It made its squeegee little whine.
Damn cuckoo, sounds like he's got a bad case of laryngitis. Slipped a gear, I guess. Well, I got the cure for that. I'll fix you,
Pop said and raised the camera. He applied one blank eye to the viewfinder with the hairline crack which was so tiny you didn't even see it when you got your eye up to it. The camera was aimed at the front of the store, but that didn't matter. Wherever you pointed it, it was aimed at a certain black dog that wasn't any dog God had ever made in a little town called, for the want of a better word, Polaroidsville, which he also hadn't ever made. Flash! That squidgy little whine as Kevin's camera pushed out a new picture.
There,
Pop said with quiet satisfaction.
Maybe I'll do more than get you talking, Bird. What I mean to say is, I might just get you singing. I don't promise, but I'll give her a try.
Pop grinned a dry, leathery grin and pushed the button again. Flash! They were halfway across the square when John Delavan saw a silent white light fill the dirty windows of the Emporium Glorium. The light was silent, but following it, like an aftershock, he heard a low, dark rumble that seemed to come to his ears from the old man's junk store, but only because the old man's junk store was the only place it could find a way to get out. Where it seemed to be emanating from was under the earth. Or was it just that the earth itself seemed the only place large enough to cradle the owner of that voice?
Run, Dad! Kevin cried. He started doing it!
That flash recurred, lighting the windows like a heatless stroke of electricity. It was followed by that sub-oral growl again, the sound of a sonic boom in a wind tunnel, the sound of some animal which was horrible beyond comprehension being kicked out of its sleep. Mr. Delavan, helpless to stop himself, and almost unaware of what he was doing, opened his mouth to tell his son that a light that big and bright could not possibly be coming from the built-in flash of a Polaroid camera. But Kevin had already started to run. Mr. Delavan began to run himself, knowing perfectly well what he meant to do, catch up to his son and collar him and drag him away before something dreadful, beyond his grasp of all dreadful things, could happen.